You're listening pretty late. It sounds like we're getting classy, and we are, because joining us live in the Allstate Showcase studio are some of my favorite guests. We have Warren hanging out. He's shared some Chinese food from Sun Hua. And now we welcome to the studio Michelle L'Amour and Jet Adore, who are performing this weekend, right?
Yes. Good evening.
And also Steve Dale, our pet guru guy.
I'm here, yes.
SteveDalePetsPetWorld.com.
Sure. You know, when I walk into the studio, I never know what I'm going to see or hear or meet. And this is amazing.
It was a fun night.
Yeah, but always with you, it is a fun night.
This is everything. I feel like we got cars, pets, and flesh. I think this is fantastic.
You can't ask for more.
It doesn't get any better than this.
In one place?
Craig, did you not like that summary?
No, that makes sense. What else is missing? And we have food.
We have food, yeah. Yeah, it's happiness all right.
Where's
here.
Where's the bathroom?
I don't know why you're asking, because that's a little, I'm just teasing.
It's
you know where our restroom is.
I'm just kidding.
Michelle, you have this lovely show coming up, Les Nues, at Desire Decadence Dessert, a luxurious evening of intimate performances, live music, show-stopping surprises, and cocktails this Saturday and Sunday at Carnival, which I love this venue. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a great venue. And we're going to be in the upstairs Samba room in a very intimate space. So you're going to be up close and personal with all the decadent performances.
And this sounds like a lot of fun. And Jet, this is our first time meeting. Thank you so much for joining us.
So nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Now I have to look for some of your online presence.
Oh, you won't stop
There's
watching.
Plenty of it.
I know. Finally, something for Mommy in the studio. You're a lot for Mommy. I always enjoy when you're here. And your pictures online are just so stunning.
Thank you.
There's so many things I've learned about your body and mine.
Not so bad yourself, Miss CrossFit.
Thank you. I know. I've actually started doing a cardio bar, which is like angry ballet.
Yeah, I know all about that. It is angry.
It is.
It's very
It's malicious ballet. See, Dale, you should come do some cardio bar with me sometime.
That means you go up to a bar and you drink a lot?
Oh.
Is that
real?
You
drink really fast, though. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. That I'm up for. You mentioned the performance is decadent, and for those who don't know better, and I don't, what does that mean?
So I do burlesque, and so does Jet. He does the male form of burlesque. Mm-hmm. And our performances are going to be very daring and dangerous and just pushing the envelope of sexy.
Nice.
So we're really going there for Valentine's Day.
Wonderful.
Oh, how romantic. My father-in-law was in burlesque.
Oh,
when there really was, yeah.
What do you mean when there really was? There really is.
Well, I meant back in the day when it first began, he was there.
Where did he play? In Chicago?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and he did like vaudeville act stuff.
Did he have a cane?
And,
Did he have a cane? Did he dance with the cane?
I don't know exactly. He told jokes, I think. And he also was a barker. So between acts, when he wasn't an act himself, he would go out and sell things that didn't work. And he had really, and he would
that's
have,
recycling.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And he would have people in the audience with these marvelous examples of these like $1 watches he sold. I mean, this was what in the 20s or 30s or something like that.
You and gotta hustle.
What was his name?
Sal Demms.
Sal Demms.
Yeah,
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd find him, but he would give me like old routines he would do, and they were hysterical.
Well, see, there's a whole like there's museums and entire you know, there's a lot of homage to burlesque performers and those that have come before you, isn't there?
Yes, yes, I'm very familiar with the ladies of burlesque, but not the comics of burlesque.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love that.
And he would put on like a clown face kind of thing. It wasn't exactly that. I don't know. He would describe it to me.
Yeah. Well,
but,
we
you know,
some,
back then they didn't have phones to take pictures and post it. You have some clowns in the show?
We do. We have some crazy, absurd clowns.
Yeah,
I don't know what else
tonight,
to
actually.
Call
it's
them.
Gonna be really exciting.
They're just completely absurd and ridiculous. Because when you have that much sexy, you have to balance it with some comedy.
A little bit of humor.
Yeah.
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 No, I agree. It's a way to sort of bring this whole world, and depending on what people's sensibilities are in the audience too, I think it makes it a little bit accessible. You know, with a little bit of humor, a little bit of scintillating performance.
Yeah, you got to press that release valve
a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm leaving town in the morning, so I can't come see you this weekend.
I'll send you photos.
But yeah, please do. Always
make sure somebody takes a video.
Yes.
You know, I could always just go and take videos for you, Patty.
I think
guess.
That sounds good.
I'll do it for the show.
I'll drive.
You're so generous. You're
what
very
a
generous.
Trooper.
Jet, now where are you from originally?
Well, originally I'm from a small town in Wisconsin that I like to call Romantica. But No, I live here in Chicago, although I travel a lot, just like Michelle does, all over the world, really, performing in festivals and big burlesque spectaculars.
And the prep for, because I haven't spoken to too many gentlemen who are in
there aren't
burlesque.
Too many.
I know. Do you know all of them? Are you all on a mailing list?
I think we might be. We might be. I don't know what the name of it would be.
What is it when you are performing and people are, you know, there's a way men react, right? And I know Michelle has to sort of navigate, and you always hope that the audience gets a burlesque is a different kind of entertainment than a stripper, right? Because it is. I mean, and there's a place for each one of those. But how are women when it comes to your performances?
How are the women?
Are they grabby? Are they hooting
sometimes.
And hollering?
Well, we really get a mixed audience, and I'm often in shows that are mixed as far as male and female performers, too, because burlesque is theater, so it's not just about playing to people who are necessarily sexually aroused by what you're doing or even attracted to the gender that they're watching. So that's the great thing about burlesque. It's an art form that allows anybody to watch something from beginning to end and be surprised and maybe even find interest in something they never imagined they would.
Right.
A lot of straight women love watching female burlesque. They find it very empowering
Absolutely.
And beautiful. Mm-hmm. And actually, even though men don't talk about it, because there isn't as much of an open conversation with men, there is an empowerment actually to being given the permission to just have fun and watch a guy sometimes with a big tongue in his cheek, you know.
How does he mean that?
That's decadent. That's what that means.
Yeah, but I get my best compliments from straight men actually who never met. Like they wanted to leave the room when I was announced, but as they watched it, they realized, well, this they don't need to feel uncomfortable watching this, and there's something in it for everybody. So, but you're asking how women respond, and sometimes. You know, there is that double standard with men that men know, hopefully, their place with women as to what's appropriate and that we should look and not touch. And sometimes some women don't have that same thing with men. But
yeah,
I've always
wondered about that. Why women are behaving.
I always think women are much more handsy.
They are.
I think that we are.
Because
they're used to strippers. They're used to hiring someone for a bachelorette party you know, and I think that we get to be, like, somehow we feel like it's, I don't know, reverse.
Sure.
All the things that happen to us on a daily basis.
Like, it's my time.
It's my turn.
It's all stuff we like to comment on in our performances, however layered that is. But some of that is stuff that we do like to approach from an artistic standpoint, too, either to draw attention to it or exploit that idea or what it is. But I think we're so used to women using their sexuality as power or even exploiting themselves sexually that we have more of a conversation about what's appropriate in those situations. I think with men, we're not used to necessarily a man being the seducer. And when we are, it's blatantly sexual. So when we see something that's more artistic or more theatrical or maybe even silly, but that also has some sex appeal to it, I think, you know, people just don't necessarily know what the boundaries are. So that's interesting, too, though.
Right.
I think it's fun to navigate all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
how did you get into this? Did I ask that right? I don't mean anything by it.
What drew you to burlesque?
Yes. I mean it in a very clean way. I mean, do you have theater backgrounds or?
For Michelle, why don't you ask?
University of Illinois business major.
Yes, I actually have a degree in finance.
So you,
I love the things
that
I
works.
Remember.
Yeah,
well, dancing and finance are hand in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah,
at least you know if you're getting paid right.
She's an amazing businesswoman. I don't see anybody else who is as just always catches my eye in how they promote themselves. But go ahead with your story.
My goal was always to know enough to not get screwed. But, you know, I wouldn't tout my finance abilities these days. I don't know. I studied ballet and jazz and all that on the side as well. And that's really what I wanted to do is dance and perform. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself for me to dance in a burlesque show. And I said, yeah, sure. I had no idea what it was. and then I heard the classic you know, everybody knows what to do with that. And I was completely hooked.
I love taking classes at Studio L'Amour too, by the way.
Yes, really. And I also teach burlesque as mm-hmm. well. And I've been doing burlesque in Chicago for almost 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Since she was 5.
Yes.
There you go.
Clearly. And what's your story?
Yes, Jet.
Well, I'm an actor and a dancer too. And really, I started doing something that you could, I suppose, call burlesque, although we didn't at the time, but sort of one-time performances once in a while every year. There's a show that's called Chicago Takes Off that's done for charity here every year that uses all professional dancers in a striptease-style show. And there were other events like that I had done with a very dear friend of mine, Todd Keach, who is also known as Hot Toddy.
Hello.
That's fantastic. Isn't that a Christmas drink?
That's fantastic.
And the long story short of it really is that he formed for one of these events a group of three guys, me, Ray Gunn, and Bazooka Joe, and we're called the Stage Door Johnnies, and it was for one event, really. And just from that, we were hired as if we were a group.
Mm-hmm.
And then the burlesque community that is popping up all over, really, and now is sort of like this one collective
mm-hmm.
worldwide community, they just sort of embraced us as this male counterpart to female burlesque, and then we sort of knew that we had this kind of responsibility to kick it up a notch, and then we really found excitement in being able to find ways to interpret it mm-hmm. from a male perspective.
And I remember Jet from early, early days. We danced together the Walnut Room back when Marshall Fields was still around.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this event was, but we had to keep it really clean because there were kids there. And
Christmas time, I'll bet.
I don't know what it was about, but it was
shows.
Kind of like a
There's a Nutcracker.
Yeah. You know, there were people sitting on the floor.
Nice. Right. Correct.
No, she performs the Nutcracker
in a similar way
to the Butthoven, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Butthoven?
It's called Buttcracker.
It's called, I'm sorry, Buttcracker. Yes.
There you go. She is very powerful.
Who choreographed that show? Never mind. I don't know that.
Well,
I want to know.
I do all my own choreography.
She does all of her own. Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm going to bet that I'm pulling up the Butthoven video for you just a moment. You're listening Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. I'm just so delighted to have in studio with me Warren from European and U.S. Car Service at 4080 North Broadway. We also have Steve Dale every Sunday morning, 6:30 to 7.
Yep.
Yay. We need more Steve Dale. And we also have Jet Adore and Michelle L'Amour, who are performing this weekend, the 13th and 14th at Carnival, in their show Le Nu.
Mm-hmm.
I might be being too much. I'm trying too hard.
It's all right.
I'll be softer. More after this on 720 WGN. It's not Christmas time again. But it does feel like a holiday having all my wonderful guests in the studio. Michelle L'Amour and Jet Adore are appearing this weekend. They're performing Les Nu, the show of desire, decadence, and dessert. All in that
Ooh.
Order? I like that. I know. It's all good stuff. And that's going to be at Carnival. Go to michellelamour.com. And while you're there, you can also find out about taking classes. Are you getting classes for men as well? Or is that
Yes.
Wonderful?
Actually, Jet has been teaching at the studio the past few months classes on stage presence. Mm-hmm. And I'm just about to release his new class tomorrow called Exploring Masculinity.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm very excited.
Craigslist just popped up.
What do you find?
Yeah, what do you find?
Explore your masculinity, Craig.
I don't know. I'd be a little afraid to explore my masculinity.
I think it's video time at Studio L'Amour.
Come on, Patty.
I did.
Yeah, Patty and your mom did it too.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do it.
All right.
Explore my masculinity.
I think we should explore your masculinity. I think you, Warren, and Steve.
Okay. Yeah. Let's all go do that.
I mean, is it when guys go? Is it the kind of thing where, like, you know, guy friends like feel comfortable kind of doing it around each other, or are they more likely to kind of?
Can I answer that question? I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that I would rather not go with any of my friends. I'd rather just go alone.
As long as there's a few Michelles around, I'm there.
Oh.
Sometimes friends just need the right platform,
right?
To explore. No, really, my class is really my class is geared towards people who are at least possibly looking to perform burlesque or are very interested in burlesque, or are performers who are looking to find ways to use gender and masculinity as part of the inspiration that they're using to to build their
right.
performances. So
another tool in
focuses,
their kit.
Focuses, yeah, on how yeah. to sort of break down stereotypes and use them and exploit them and twist them and all of that.
Are dogs allowed in the class? Then I might go.
Bring your
are
dog.
Are you calling men dogs?
No,
just bringing a pet.
All transgendered yeah. pets are welcome. of all genders.
Well, I do believe in spay neuter, and I won't go any further.
There you go.
Steve, were you listening, though? He said that he really is looking for people that are interested in taking this on as something you do more than just once. Is that what you're saying on Patty's show, that you want to start getting into burlesque yourself?
Oh, this is your chance.
Some water.
You need some water, yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Nor would you want me to, I'm sure.
And this is a new show that you were saying that this is kind of a launching for you this weekend?
Yeah, it's a show like none other I have done here in this city or otherwise, and I am very excited to bring it here.
And how many performers do you have participating? Performing.
Well, we have a contortionist, we have a belly dancer, of course, me and Jet. We have a singer, Brooklyn Bridges, mm-hmm. and her band, and then we have these crazy clowns.
the crazy clowns.
I don't like it. That sounds bad, but I mean, they're they're huge in the clown world, mm-hmm. Steve.
Yeah, I believe that.
There's a world of clowns.
Clown world, mm-hmm.
There is.
They have the big shoes and the red nose and all that.
They're like, have you heard of Spiegel World? Have you heard of Spiegel Tint?
No.
No.
Have you been to the show Absinthe in Vegas?
No.
We're so sad in here, aren't we? We're like, we don't do anything fun. We don't get out in the world. We don't go to Vegas.
So what are they like?
He was really instrumental in bringing Blue Man Group to where it is today.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. you know them, right?
Sure.
So that's what I mean when I say clown, because there's a lot of clowning that happens in Blue Man Group. And,
yeah.
And clowning is really just physical comedy. And mm-hmm. They are superb. Physical comedian.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And this is going to be Saturday and Sunday night at Carnival. You can go to michellelamour.com for information about this show, upcoming shows, the classes that she has at Studio L'Amour, which is really also a beautiful place. I mean, it's in a big repurposed building on off of Montrose.
Irving Park and Ravenswood.
Okay, yeah. So it's in between.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
What did you just break?
It's right where I'm at. I pass it every day.
I think you need to stop on your way from work.
I almost fell out of my chair.
I know. Yeah, there's a couple of broken chairs in here. So sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I was telling you.
I was telling you earlier. I think that some of these, some of the other hosts are waiting to see which one of us like breaks something. But so the show this weekend again is on the 13th and 14th at Carnival, and I'm so sad that I can't make it for this show.
Well, hopefully we can.
Where's Carnival at?
It's on Fulton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, right near the highway.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the address.
Right, you see it off the highway.
It's 702 Fulton.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And all tickets include dessert, which is exciting. And mm-hmm. there's going to be some shows. Someone's very excited. They want to make sure
they
I give
them. They just bought tickets.
They did. It sounded like that. Ta-da! And this is the perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day. I do. I think it's a wonderful way for couples to go out and enjoy a performance. Or groups of women, groups of guys. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. And the food and cocktails at Carnival are spectacular. Yes. Are the performers in your show.
Yeah, and I'm premiering a new act, mm-hmm. and I'm premiering a new duet with Jet.
Excellent.
Very steamy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely need video.
Rehearsals have been very hard.
Have they?
You watch your mouth.
How long is a rehearsal? Like a couple hours, four hours?
We've gone about 3 hours or so.
3 days, did you say?
3 days.
Frankie's like, I haven't seen her for months.
Just the other night we sort of worked bit by bit, detail by detail, this act that we've been doing. And I posted it on Twitter, actually. I felt like we'd been working like an hour, but it had been three.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's a good sign. It means that you're really passionate about what you're doing, that you're really in it.
Yeah.
You know, you lose sense of time. That's fantastic. So that's a show that should not be missed, and I'm sad that I am this weekend at Carnival. We need to go to the news. You can hang out. We're going to talk to Steve Dale about pets. And if anyone has any questions, 312-981-7200.